So do you want to learn some real technical tips and tricks for getting financially healthy at the end of 2025 and moving forward into 2026? If so, stick around. I've been looking back over 2025 at some of the questions that our clients that you have asked us over the course of the year. And, you know, not surprisingly, there's just a variety of different topics. Things from, you know, how can I protect my portfolio, or am I protected from the volatility of the markets? You remember the whipsaws that we saw towards the beginning of the year. What is the impact of geopolitical events on my portfolio? What's going to change in terms of the updates to the tax code and how I take distributions? And gosh, if you look back at all the weekly commentaries, Tim and the crew have done really a fantastic job on addressing all of these different types of things. There's one other topic as well that comes up quite a bit, you know, and it's a very general topic. And so I thought today I'd jump into that. And that topic is, how do I get financially healthy? Two things that came out, I've seen a lot of it, and hopefully they're helpful for you. The first one is, what's the most effective way to build and maintain an emergency fund? In my experience, you might have already shut me down, but in my experience, almost everyone I know can improve in this category, right? So first, let's talk about, what is an emergency fund? What is it supposed to do? Well, it's a readily accessible pool of cash that's saved, and it's meant to cover unexpected necessary expenses like job loss, like medical bills or urgent home or auto expenses and repairs. And it's meant to prevent our reliance on a high interest debt, you know, and it provides a financial safety net for sudden financial shocks to our system. It's meant for true emergencies. It's not planned purchases, and really, ideally, it should cover, rule of thumb here is that it should cover 3 to 6 months of what you would consider to be essential living costs. It's kept liquid, and it's kept in a separate account. So those are some of the categories and the definition of what an emergency fund is, what it's meant to do. What it's not for, it's not for vacations, it's not for new electronics at the end of the year, it's not for non-essential upgrades or planned expenses. I always like to say it this way, it's meant to make sure that you've got a roof over your head, clothes on your back, food in your fridge. It's also important to note that an emergency fund is just part of the overall planning picture for emergency and risk management. The emergency part, or emergency fund, is part of this greater safety net. And it's important for you to realize, hey, is that entire safety net strong enough? What does that mean? It means really reviewing other areas of your risk management, things like your insurance policies, other estate pieces that are going on, things that are intended to help you cover some of these unexpected life events. So that's the high level piece of it. So let's talk about three practical high impact tips for growing an emergency fund. So the first one is this: automate it and treat it like a bill. Even if it's just a small amount, this is really important to note, but consistency at that point is better than size, right? It's similar to working out. Consistency is better than just high intensity every once in a while. So do that and automate it. It also, the automation removes the temptation to skip a month. So first tip is that. Second is, start with a clear and reachable target. Instead of jumping straight into, oh my gosh, here's this lump sum of 3 to 6 months that can cover me, aim for a first milestone. That's important in a variety of different ways. And maybe most importantly, psychologically, hitting those early wins, it just builds momentum to make the habit stick. And that's the biggest piece for all of this, is that you've got to make the habit stick. Third tip, use found money, right? And use that found money for building that emergency fund rather than increasing your lifestyle. What do I mean by found money? Things like your tax refund, bonuses, cash gifts, even side hustle income. Put that straight into your emergency fund. And what happens is, when you save it, you're saving it before you get used to spending it. So that's a double win right there. So those are three different tips on building an emergency fund. Some key principles to remember on this: use a separate account, right? Use your own separate account. What does that do? Well, it lowers your temptations. Two, automatic beats willpower, all right? And then three, small wins create long-term security. So that's the emergency fund. And then that spills into just another area of financial health. That area is, should I prioritize paying off debt or investing extra money for long-term growth? So really, this is a balance question. That's one way that I look at it. Balancing student loans, mortgages, and credit card debt against building investment portfolios is really, really important. And so I just want to give you a couple of tips on this. The short answer is, it depends on the interest rate, the type of debt, and your financial foundation. And so here's a clear way to decide without overthinking it. Generally speaking, if the interest rate on your debt is less than, say, 6%, it may make more sense to invest any extra dollars. Why? Because typically, stock market returns have historically been 6% or more, right? On a very conservative portfolio. So that's a good way to look at it over the long term. High interest debt, like I said, greater than 6% annual percentage rate, pay that off first, right? So what are examples of that? Well, certainly credit cards, personal loans, sometimes private loans, definitely some vehicle loans these days, those sorts of things, right? So why? Well, if you think about it, paying off a 20% APR on a credit card is gonna have a return that's better than most investments. So it's pretty straightforward. What do you do with moderate interest debt? So something that's, say, like in between 4 to 6%. Well, you split your money. It's a good way to look at it, right? And the strategy there is basically to say, hey, let's go ahead and put 50 to 70% towards our debt. We'll start to do the pay down on the debt, but then with the residual money, with that 30 to 50% that's left, go ahead and start to invest that, right? And what's cool about that is it balances certainty, paying off the debt, with the compounding of the investment itself. So that split strategy is pretty great for moderate things. Now, what happens if it's low interest debt? Something lower than 4. If you were fortunate and you were able to refi, say in 2020, and you got your house mortgage down below 3, that is what we call good debt. We don't focus on paying that off first. We focus on the long-term investment strategy there. So now we're putting money into your investments for it. It just absolutely makes sense, right? Long-term investing, historically 7 to 10 to higher, is going to be much better than paying off what that fixed rate is at something less than 4. The other thing that I want to have you think about is this. Don't leave free money on the table, right? If you're talking about, hey, should I reduce my debt? Should I invest? There's this other category of money, and that's the free money part. What do I mean by that? I mean, if you are part of a retirement plan where your employer is matching anything, any dollar for dollar, make sure that you have at least got that match, right? So if they're matching 100% of your contributions up to 3%, right? So $3 on every 100, and they're going to give you 3 more additional dollars. Please take that. Absolutely, absolutely take that. Wrapping this up, let's talk about a very simple decision chart. First one is this: you don't have an emergency fund, build it. Number two, if there's a 401k match available, grab it. Invest enough to get it. Number three then is credit card or high interest rate debt, pay it off. And then number four, you've got your remaining money. Go ahead and split that based on your interest rate. I hope that's some helpful stuff. It's really, really granular. It's something that a lot of people really do need to build on. It's building your financial muscle and getting you healthier in that way. If you want to reach out, I've got a very simple 90-day strategy on how to build your emergency fund. We appreciate the questions that you ask, and thank you. Thank you for the questions, and thank you for your trust in us to provide answers and to provide guidance and advice, and not only for 2025, but here's to 2026 and another great year.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinion, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied, as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.